A weak Solidarity Briggy team listener when Socialist Party Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Anthony Albanese left us with a very difficult little quiz as he launched a few policies, or what passes policies, while the acolytes greeted him like an emperor. Listener, which bit of renewal, not revolution, was totally unnecessary? Rosa Luxemburg would be turning in her grave. As an aside, many years ago I alighted from the India Pacific and in a bus down to Adelaide was reading Reform or Revolution, then put it in the net thing behind the seat in front of me and later realised I'd left it on the bus, and I've always thought, I wonder what the person who found it thought of it. A revolution, of course, in retail, with the buy now, pay later splurge of entrepreneurs whose sole concern is to see people able to obtain goods without having the wherewithal to pay for them. Great entrepreneurs like the pair who launched Afterpay big time, with just the minor problem highlighted early this week, with reports many people were getting into difficulty as their payments fall behind, and they are being pursued by that most respected of professions, the debt collector, and charged all sorts of interest and late fees and the usual array of charges society demands from those who, through every fault of their own, happen to be poor. So the week started with news the poor were getting into trouble with buy now, pay later, which doesn't seem to be too much different from what used to be called hire purchase, but anyway, people getting into trouble, but ended on a positive note. The Troubler was the Capitalist Review gave its Business Person of the Year jointly to those wonderful entrepreneurs who launched Afterpay big time and who are collecting a mere $39 billion in a takeover by a US of the UN of the US of the world company, a mere $39 billion more than the non-wealth of their customers being pursued by the debt collectors. Their sense of social responsibility has been justly rewarded through this prestigious award, and we pass on the week that was's sincere congratulations. The good heavens, what a surprise department of the week. Well, let's be honest, when US of Big Supremo Joe Biden, Capitol, made the stunningly surprising, although not the surprise of the week, announcement no one saw coming, that the US of would diplomatically boycott the Winter Olympics in evil China and asked its close friends to consider following suit. Hands up anyone who seriously thought independent thinks for itself, we won't be dictated to, True Blue Aussie, would immediately obey its Washington master. Yet scuttle them, Constable Duffer and the usual Yankee file acolytes couldn't make the announcement fast enough. Good heavens, what a surprise. And boycotting the game should do wonders to patch up our difficult trade relationship with our biggest trading partner. Although that's stretching the definition of partner to breaking point, given Constable Duffer wants to invade the place without upsetting the trade relationship. But then we all know Constable Duffer's Mensa material in the thinking department. Every time he opens his mouth, advocating invading your biggest trading partner. One of his competitors in the Mensa stakes, Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle, has been forced into 10 days isolation in the US of with COVID. And we've almost got to feel sorry for him. Almost. Because we have to feel sorry for anyone stuck in a room for 10 days with Barnacle. Even Barnacle. Wonder what ScoMo must have thought when he saw French Big Supremo Mac wronged by ScoMo palling up to the Saudi clown prince, obviously preferring a dictator murderer to ScoMo. Surprising. Like, as we mentioned last week, those shots of our Big Supremo wandering aimlessly around in Rome and Glasgow, desperate for someone who would talk to him. Because according to one of our very favourite philosophers on how government can make it easier and easier for him to make a fortune, retailer Solly Your Money Down the Loo, ScoMo has saved Troubler Aussie by handing him, Solly, the public purse in JobKeeper, making Troubler Aussie the envy of the Western world. That is, the world that avoided ScoMo in Glasgow like the plague. Well, we know how much they envy our climate change, if there is such a thing, policy or non-policy. And Solly told us that, with that happy, happy smile on his face, that we must re-elect the caring business class government. The name says it all, caring for the business class. But Solly pointed out he had worked with Socialist Party governments in the past. There have been some brilliant big supremos. Nuclear Hawk himself, the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer Paul. In my time, they were brilliant. Showing yet again how Nuclear Hawk and Paul's embrace and introduction of neoliberal capitalism fooled the caring business class into thinking they were on its side, when we know their secret motive was to destroy the caring business class. They just kept it too big a secret, or more correctly, they knew if it stopped being a secret, it would no longer be a secret, and it was important to keep it a secret. Solly's new offsider, recruited from another great retailer, JB High Profits Fi, Richard Morey for us, a prominent member of the Caring Business Class Party, supported Solly's call for us all to vote for the Caring Business Class Party, for ScoMo, telling us we are an aspirational bunch who believe in the direct link between hard work and success. And we can be sure those workers slaving in the sweatshops of Bangladesh, or dying or injured in the sweatshops of Bangladesh, or working 16 to 20 hours a day back here in Melbourne, slaving their guts out to make the fashions they can never themselves afford, would agree. So I guess this means the election's as good as over, because surely we're all going to take Solly and Richard's balanced advice. The esteemed global financial institution Price High Waterhouse Copper Profit knows the truth of Richard's aphorism and sweatshops. Make people work hard so Price High can succeed. See, hard work, success. You work hard, we succeed. It's a smart business strategy. Making it disgraceful that a Socialist Party senator has accused Price High of running a sweatshop, when all it did was pack dozens of workers, 90% from non-English-speaking backgrounds, mostly visa holders, into an anonymous office with no sign of the PwC name, requiring them to work 80 or 120 hours a week, doing work for which they were unqualified, but charged the client's price high as if the work had been done by qualified workers. Now, what's wrong with that, for goodness sake? So there is the proof. Hard work leads to success, as the PwC bottom line attests. Yet, trying to undermine this wonderful success story, a Socialist Party's spoil sport at a Senate inquiry asked the PwC's Catherine Welsh on the workers, actual hours of work were 80 to 120. There were people who were substantially underpaid. Wouldn't you call it a sweatshop? And did she put him in his place? I would not characterise what was occurring there in the way that you have, Senator. Great riposte, Catherine. That'll teach the Senator for trying to question a most profitable, well, successful business model based on hard work. That Senator would probably, no guarantees here, but probably defend the right of workers to say nasty, hurtful things about their caring employer, despite the universal truth that caring employers are so caring. And as if ingrate workers would say nasty things about them. Well, a disgraceful decision in the Fair Work Troubler Was He No Longer Work Choices just looks like it commissioned this week over a woman sacked for calling her caring employer a wanker behind his back. Wanker! About her caring employer. A person good enough to put food on a living room table. Obviously said it a bit too loudly, but, and wait for this. The commissioner said she had been unfairly dismissed. What a distressing precedent. This could have irresponsible, cruel, cruel workers all over the place calling their caring employer a wanker, or even worse, carte blanche. What's more, the wanker had to pay her compensation. Finally, a parliamentary committee into media diversity, initiated after thousands of people suggested Lord Rupert of Wapping's empire may not be quite as objective and balanced and fearless as Lord Rupert himself assures us it is, recommended a judicial inquiry, parliamentary committee led by the Greens, and what would they know about objectivity and balance? And thank goodness the Caring Business Class Party reported that Lord Rupert's empire is as objective and balanced and fearless as Lord Rupert himself assures us it is. And the Socialists again showed their political courage and agreed. And well, here in Victoria, we see Lord Rupert's lack of bias every morning in his Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin. Why, he leads with the latest on the pejorative Dan Socialist government every day. like Thursday's version, for instance. Bully Boys Rule Socialist Party. What could be fairer? Objective, balanced, fearless media diversity. Good morning.